the West, India and its many philosophies have often been viewed with wonder and fascination, an attitude well captured in the title of A.L. Basham's popular 1954 book, The Wonder That Was India. The European scholar Max Müller, more than any other person, made Indian philosophy and spirituality available to the West. Müller also founded the discipline of comparative mythology and is probably best known for editing a book series entitled The Sacred Books of the East. These translations began to be published in 1875 and they made the classical works of Indian philosophy available to many new readers in the West. Müller repeatedly expressed his high regard for Indian philosophy, and he was especially fond of Vedanta, the Hindu philosophy that he described as
a system in which human speculation seems to me to have reached its very acme.
According to Müller, Vedanta compares favorably with the most highly regarded systems of Western philosophy.
It is surely astounding that such a system as the Vedanta should have been slowly elaborated by the indefatigable and intrepid thinkers of India thousands of years ago. A system that even now makes us feel giddy, as in mounting the last steps of the swaying spire of an ancient Gothic cathedral. None of our philosophers, not excepting Heraclitus, Plato, Kant, or Hegel, has ventured to erect such a spire, ever frightened by storms or lightnings. Stone follows on stone in regular succession after once the first step has been made, after once it has been clearly seen that in the beginning there can have been but one, as there will be one in the end, whether we call it Atman, the eternal self, or Brahman, the absolute.
The 19th-century German philosopher Arthur Schopenhauer wrote that his philosophical outlook was virtually the same as that of another Indian tradition, the philosophy of Buddhism.
If that veil of Maya, the principle of individuation, is lifted from the eyes of a man to such an extent that he no longer makes the egotistical distinction between his person and that of others, but takes as much interest in the suffering of other individuals as in his own, and therefore is not only benevolent in the highest degree, but even ready to sacrifice his own individuality whenever such a sacrifice will save a number of other persons, then it clearly follows that such a man, who recognizes in all beings his own inmost and true self, must also regard the infinite suffering of all suffering beings as his own, and take on himself the pain of the whole world. If I am to take the results of my philosophy as the standard of truth, I should be obliged to concede to Buddhism the preeminence over the rest.
Indian philosophy also significantly influenced members of America's transcendentalist movement, including the poet and philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson. Emerson's 1856 poem, Brahma, reads like a creation of Hindu philosophy.
If the red slayer think he slays, or if the slain think he is slain, they know not well the subtle ways I keep, and pass, and turn again. Far or forgot to me is near. Shadow and sunlight are the same, the vanished gods to me.